moving from stage of life to stage of life and knowing that God has a plan in all of it. Join us as we study God's Word together today. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, seminary professor, pastor. And today, he's going to be speaking in particular to some students in our church, graduating from high school into college. But I tell you, I've heard this message a couple of times already, and each time I glean something new that helps me as I have now become a grandfather, entering a different stage of life. God speaks to us through His living Word, and we'll be going to God's Word in just a minute. I pray you'll join us. Oh, and don't forget, if you need to talk with someone, pray with someone, we would love to connect you right now online at theencouragingword.org or this phone number, 866-899-9673. Let's get connected. The Encouraging Word. And now today's message, Stepping Out Strong with Dr. Don Wilton.
Well, we want you to know, our graduates, just how proud we are. I told Seth up here, we just didn't have enough time to fellowship up here, Seth, you know, and there's so much that you want to say, and you parents and grandparents and friends and loved ones have poured so much into these young people, and we just thank God for each one of you. I'm going to share something with you today, and I am speaking to our graduates, obviously. But I think there's going to be many of us today that will be listening very carefully. Because the beautiful thing about life is that as long as we have life, it's never too late to begin. And I want to speak to you about stepping out strong. Beginnings are very important. You know, how you begin something. And you've got a wonderful foundation, graduates. When you think of your home and where you live, your upbringing, your families, and your church, those that have taught you, stepping out strong. I'm going to read one verse that I really want you to lock into your heart, but it comes from a whole passage, and it's in Acts chapter 15, and it's verse 29. It's the final part of verse 29. Is the only one that I'm going to actually read to you today. But I need you to know that I'm speaking to you from all the way from verse 22 through verse 35 of Acts chapter 15. Because we've got a beautiful picture here of a group of people that stepped out strong. This is where they were beginning to go out into their world. In reality, they were leaving the confines, the close-knit community. They were leaving their homes, so to speak. This is all I want to read to you, is the last part of that. Paul says this. He says, if you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. You graduates have got a beautiful world ahead of you. But it's a turbulent world. We're so excited for you to go to college, university. One of my young brothers came across there, pointed out that he wanted one of these. And this that I wear here is a doctoral, this is PhD. It's the highest level of academia. And even when I and so many others here look back many years ago, it involves a lot of jolly hard work. This happened after I graduated from high school. I didn't know what God was doing. It was a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm only talking about that. And then when I finally graduated with my first doctoral degree, I actually didn't realize that I needed to step out strong all over again. Life is filled with that. I think the whole of life is like that. Always being reminded that I want to go to the next level. Turn the page on yesterday and look at tomorrow. And I want to do it from a position of strength. So I'm going to say something to you in rapid succession here. I'm going to tell you that amongst many other things, graduates, And some of you will listen to this right now, and for some of you, and I hope not, because I really love you, but I understand, some of you, your mind is not even here, maybe. Your mind is on lunch. It's a good thing. And your mind is on college. Your mind is on tomorrow. Nobody can make you listen, let alone to me, to your parents, to your upbringing, above all to the Word of God and to the Bible. Nobody can hold you down and force you to drink this cup of fresh water. I'm going to tell you, what you do with it is going to be the stuff that's going to make the difference in your life. So I want to just put this on the table here today, because we've spent so many years together. Now you're going off into this great world. You're going to become great leaders and contributors and givers. And you know, it's possible. There's a couple of you sitting here 10 years from now, going to be sad, man. Broken families, messed up lives, destroyed reputation. I don't want that to happen to you. Your parents don't. And actually, you don't. If you don't listen, you're going to eat it, big boy. You're going to be one of those people that's going to sit there one day and say, if I could just roll the clock back, if I could just go back to that time in my life. So I'm going to tell you here, and this is very brief. There's seven things that the devil wants you to do. These are seven things he wants you to do. This is what he's got in mind. Number one, to be unchurched. Wants you out of the church. So some of you, you've grown up in the church. You're going to go off to university, and that's it. It's going to be like tapping blood from a brick. Get you to go into a fellowship of believers that are going to do what you know your fellow believers do together. The encouragement, the teaching, the love. Be unchurched. Number two, be undecided. The devil wants you to be undecided. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to try and make you into a person who hovers between two opinions. Some of you need to stop sticking one foot in the world and one foot in God's kingdom. You're playing with fire. You're messing around. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to be kind of, sort of. You catch my drift? Kind of, sort of. You ever met a father who is, of course he's dad, but he's sort of. There's no real commitment there. The drop of a hat, he goes and does something else. He comes to church on Sunday morning, and you've seen him. But man, when he's out there, cusses like a trooper, messes around, treats your mother badly. You know who I'm talking about? Devil wants you to be an undecided person. When you're with this group, you're it, man. It doesn't take you just hover between two opinions. Number three, he wants you to be unconcerned. Unconcerned. Unconcerned about what? About troublemakers. Watch me. There are people out there, and it's people that are going to be troublemakers to you. They're out there to cause you trouble. The moment you put your foot on that campus, you'll see him. He'll be the biggest mouth, the loudest mouth, owns everything, the most popular. And he's your trouble. He's just nothing but trouble. Troublemakers are put there to pull you away, cause trouble. Be concerned. Keep your eyes open. Number four, be unwilling. Devil wants you to be unwilling. Unwilling to take a stand for what you believe. Unwilling to take risks for Jesus. Unwilling to be faithful in serving him. Devil wants you to be an unwilling person. Like you can be asked to do just about anything, but as soon as you ask to do something for the Lord, it's like all of a sudden you're unwilling. You ever met someone like that? They'll travel 1,000 miles for just about anything if it serves. But as soon as you ask them to do something for the Lord Jesus, just unwilling. You one of those people? It's what the devil wants. Number five, he wants you to be unaccountable. Unaccountable. Accountability is very important, because just as much as there are troublemakers, you will be surrounded with the most incredible people, accountability partners, men and women who, I'm telling you, when you're accountable to one another, accountability is a special gift from the Lord through special people. I want you to be one of those people that others want to be accountable to. I'm going to ask you right now, are you a person that others want to be around because they know when they're around you, they have to be accountable to you? You hold them to a standard. Number six, devil wants you to be unattentive. Unattentive.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. There's more great teaching to come in this wonderful message, not just to the graduates. It's definitely about that, but it's also about you and me. I'm already gaining insight on how I need to be stepping out strong in the stage of life I'm in right now. Know that we'd love to talk with you, pray with you. Maybe there's a concern that the Lord has pricked your heart about, and you say, I'd love to have a brother or sister in Christ praying for me. Let us do that. We'd love to connect with you on the phone at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or you can find that number as well as other ways to connect on our website at theencouragingword.org. But right now, I want you to know that there's a remarkable sense of what God is doing in the ministry of the Encouraging Word. And sometimes it's just good to hear from someone whose life has been touched. Here's a special word of testimony about the Encouraging Word.
The Daily Encouraging Word devotional book has meant so much to me. Please let it continue. I am now requesting that the word be sent to two of my grandchildren. I feel strongly that both of these young people can profit through using the daily devotional. Perhaps your devotions can give them encouragement and help them understand that God cares.
It truly is exciting to see the work of God through the ministry of the Encouraging Word and the anointing of our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton. And we appreciate the opportunity that many of you are saying, count me in. I want to be a prayer supporter. I want to be a financial supporter of the Encouraging Word. You can discover more on our website at theencouragingword.org. For about $1 a day, many folks are joining what we call the Encourager team. And as you encourage us, both financially and prayerfully, you are seeing that kind of result, life change, every single day. Again, there's more details online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message.
Devil wants you to be unattentive. Unattentive. Doesn't want you to listen to either the Holy Spirit, your parents, your coach, your best friend, your accountability team. He wants you to be unattentive. Just like one of those proverbial airheads. You can talk until the cows come home. You can talk the hind leg of a donkey. It's like in one ear, out the other. He wants you to be unattentive. And number seven, he wants you to be unhinged. Unhinged. Do you know what an unhinged person does? An unhinged person just lives the way they want to live, and the rest of you can do what you want to. What's in it for me? An unhinged person is the politics of America, and you are invited to become a full participant. Everyone to their own. There is no standard. If you like it, do it. Unhinged. So what about these people here? You can mirror that in this passage. Here in Acts chapter 15, seven things they did. Number one, they gathered together. The devil wants you to be unchurched. What did they do in verse 22? They came together. It's like now. It's like churches all across America. It's like gatherings of people in homes. It's like that FCA group, that Bible study group. It's that gathering together. Devil wants you to be unchurched. What did these people do as they stepped out? They gathered together. Number two, they made good decisions. Devil wants you to be undecided. They made a choice to be decided, to decidedly decide. And they sat together, helping one another, And under the inspiration of the Spirit, they just made good decisions. Number three, they watched out. Remember, the devil wants you to be unconcerned about troublemakers. I mean, verse 24, it's all over this passage. Verse 24, the Bible says, since we have heard that there are some people who have gone out from us who are making trouble for you with words and thereby unsettling your minds. You will even have professors at university who will try to unsettle your minds. They'll say, you've grown up, man. What is this? What? You mean you really believe that? Come on. This is America. Get a life. You mean you believe what God says? Troublemakers, stirrers. What did they do? They watched out, these people, as they stepped out strong. They watched out. They kept their eyes open. Identify them and avoid them. Continue to strengthen your resolve. Study God's word. Pray. Seek his face. Number four, they stood up for Jesus. What the devil wants you to do is to be unwilling to take a stand. Bible says right there in verse 26 that they took risks for Jesus. It's not popular always to be a Christian. It's not always the grand pathway in the big world in which we live. Somebody out there not going to like you. Rudy toot toot toot. I love Jesus, man. He's my Savior and Lord. How you doing there? How you doing today? How you handling your graduation right now? What you do last night? Where were you? Who are you going to run to tomorrow? Number five, they held each other accountable. Verse 27, there are two. Number one, Bible says in verse 27 there that Judas and Silas were sent out to verify truth. Verify truth. Make certain that you know. Number six, they paid attention. What does the devil want us to do? Be unattentive. Who did they pay attention to in verse 28? To the Holy Spirit and to godly people. Any further questions? Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He will speak to you. He'll nudge you. He'll convict you. And pay attention to godly people. Pay attention to what your mother says. She loves the Lord Jesus and she sure loves you. Pay attention to your father. She loves the Lord Jesus. He does and he sure loves you. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't go out there and try and fly your own kite, because some days the wind drops and there are many days when you got no kite to fly. Pay attention. God's the one who will keep you strong. And finally, they abstained. Last word there, the devil wants you to be unhinged. What did they abstain from? Well, look at verse 29, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols and from blood and from what has been strangled and from sexual immorality. There were two zones there talking about what has been strangled. These were believers. They were no longer following Jewish law. But what Paul was saying to them, abstain from being a stumbling block to other people. You got that? Did you get that? Abstain from being a stumbling block to your little brother. Sometimes things may be expedient. Sometimes things may be lawful. But you don't need to mess with it because people are watching you. You got that? Abstain. Don't become unhinged. I don't care what anybody else says. Care what other people see, not what they say. And then the second part was sexual immorality. Did you get that? Did you get that? You get that part about sexual immorality? Do you know what that means? Establish what you know to be true from God's word. Set that in stone. Learn to say no. And you guys go to the wrong places, you'll walk into places that will give you the wrong things. The places you hang out are in direct proportion to the things that you're going to face. Make a decision. Don't become unhinged. Did you get that? Don't become unhinged in your morality. You will pay a very high price. Don't. It's what he said there. Don't. Wait. God's timing is perfect. Beautiful. He'll bless you. I'm telling you. He will bless you. He'll give you every desire of your heart. And when you do sin, because every one of you do, every one of you are, and every one of you will, do business with Jesus. He's the one. Go to Him. We confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Don't adopt the attitude, well, you know, I know He's going to forgive me, so I'll go and do this, and then I'll ask Him to forgive me. Because He will, but you'll carry some of the scars of what you've done. Guys, step out strong. Just step out strong. How about 10 years from now? What's your life going to be? Who are you going to be? Where are you going to be? I can guarantee something. When you give your life to Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, I can't do this on my own. But in You, I can do what I can't do. I'm telling you, He'll never leave you and He won't forsake you. He'll do it. And one day, you won't imagine how quickly it goes by. There's a whole bunch of you. I stood right here and held you in my arms. And look at you now. I mean, what happened? It's like I'm having an out-of-body experience up here. I'm telling you, your parents are saying, what happened? Do you know something? Before you can click your finger, you'll be sitting right there glowing like I've seen today all across this audience. As your son, your daughter, walks across this platform, graduating from high school and stepping out strong because they had a mommy and a daddy like you.
It's so exciting to hear that vision cast by Dr. Don Wilton for these students sitting there in the sanctuary right in front of him. But you know, the challenges apply to each of us. Are you ready to step out strong where you are in your stage of life? It challenges me in my particular situation, and I pray that you would be open to what God wants to speak to you about right now. Perhaps there is a circumstance or a situation that you know God's been compelling you, speaking to you about taking a new leap of faith, about shifting directions. Let us pray you through that next step. Sometimes it's the most important step in the world, and that's the idea of saying, all right, I've controlled my own life too long. I need to surrender to Jesus. Just know we're here for you. Jot this number down, whether you're ready to talk now or maybe later. Store it in your cell, 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with us 24 hours a day. Again, we would love to pray with you and for you. That's 866-899-9673. And, you know, right now it could be the most important words from the pastor are coming up next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If the Lord has spoken to you, let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Not just now, but in the middle of the night, anytime, day or night, it'll connect with one of us, happy to talk, to listen, to pray, to connect with resources that'll help you grow in your faith. That's 866-899-9673, or connect with us online as well at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Also, a wonderful place to discover what it's like to become an encourager for the ministry with Dr. Don Wilton.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
Thank you for your partnership with the Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
That number again is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you, speak with you, connect you with resources, or perhaps sign you up as many of you are saying, yes, I want to stand with the pastor, with Dr. Don Wilton, as he shares the truth of Jesus by becoming an encourager. 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And if you receive the TBN Broadcasting Network on however you watch television, watch tonight as Dr. Don has a wonderful message coming up at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. That's on TBN, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. We hope you'll join us then.